We are making provision for the Human Rights Commission. If you want to ask the question, you're welcome to ask. Hamans Kral, Rep, you are allowed to ask the department questions. You are under my protection, so you can ask any question today. Honorable members, you're welcome to ask questions. Let's have indication of those that want to raise question, but because after I've noted hands, I'm not going to allow somebody listening to others get provoked and want to speak. Because even if we want to sleep here, we cannot just sleep for not doing the work. I'll start with Honorable Mashego, Honorable Sehlai, Honorable Zeki, Honorable Powell, can we pass? Honorable August, Honorable Zeki, Honorable Iris, and then we'll then take the Hamans Kral. Oh, okay. Then we'll take Hamans Kral. Commissioner, you want to raise a question or you're fine? No, now we don't want a speech. We want questions. Questions for clarification of the issues that have been presented. The other commissioner is gone.
The other commissioner is the provincial manager of the
Oh,
province.
provincial manager.
Yes.
He's gone. He's gone.
Yes.
Okay, you are the only one. You are
Yes.
going to, should we note you for question, clarification?
It's just a question of clarification on the report itself.
Okay, yes, that's what we're talking about. Because, but not now. You'll then be the last person, and Honorable Mokgoto, I know, has got the question, will be the last one. Let's shoot Mashego. So I've given numbers, probably. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Come, Honorable Mokgoto.
Thank
If
you,
you have a question, you are the last person.
Thank you, Chair. In 1987, when we were in the SARS strike, one guy called Sobala told us that once you meet water going upwards, you must bury yourself, you are dead. Meaning water can't go upwards. It goes downwards. The plan we are told earlier here is that people are expecting water to move from downwards to be cleaned upward. How possible is that? This rural timber situation. How, just as a plan, or since the inception of these two, how did you expect it to happen? That the water can go upward. It's not possible. And I'm not hearing that there is a change of the piping system that must have to deal with that, that when you purify the site, it goes upward forever. So the timber one is upward, the river is downward, and it purifies, it must go up. It's not possible. But, Chair, is it, honestly speaking, I don't get the sense, even if you said you have allowed Botswana and the department to work together, I get sense of a plan from the one Skumbuzo, Sibusiso. Then I've got a freedom charter of a promise from Tswane. That contract, that talk parallel to what Sibusiso would have said. In as for instance, and the presentation by who was presenting from itself, or from the gentleman from Tswane, Otis Vume Oguti, there is 18% of slash that comes through the process that it shall never be covered in 3 years, in 36 years to come. in 36 months to come, I mean. We must remember we went there because there's a problem of water purification in Swine, in Hammanskraal. Hammanskraal is meant to deal with 110. There's 130 that comes through. For 36 months, it's going to work on that. So, meaning, we will still remain with 20 megaliters of water that will not be purified because, and Uti, the issue that, and it is caused by, and that is a fact, in migration of people in Tswana. And we know that they will not go past Tswana, there is no way that they will go past. It's like what is Mpumalanga. They won't. And Nkunku is in the yeah, just like me. When you go to Ufukusuka Limpompo, Bakonika Mugawa Tswana, Kibakoni. Now you accept that point, but you are then saying, allow us 36 months. That 36 months will grow because those people are growing every day. They will never go. It's not ready for them to get free pure water. But before you came to the meeting, we had treasure. Ultimate treasure of the 16 billion you have, your money, you are allowed to spend 10 billion Nina in the municipalities. But of course, say for reticulation, which the reticulation might first be dealt with the 5 million, 15 billion, and the MIG. Why do you have 10 billion Nina is 30? Niyenza ngawo lo msebenzi uTswane engakwazi ukuyenza. Why? Instead of giving it as a grant to Tswane, help them. Bona nibayeke badile ne reticulation of water to consumers ezindlini. Nina nidile nalo infrastructure le yangi 10 billion. Why don't we do that? Then you will be working together. And you're not going to be taking away that response because you are going to correct it. My parents didn't know she and I have voted. But at least then there will be a working situation. We have got 10 billion rand to do that. I don't understand why we are not going to do that because in the race that was presenting, in 20 years to come, you will not have solved the problem of water in Rankwa. For instance, I know, Japan, I'm deployed in Tswana politically. That business center is dead. It's a dead animal. Nothing is happening there. And here we're saying Kwabelegi is getting pure water. It's a form of Botswana among it is dying. So I honestly believe, Chair, without necessarily wanting to waste most of your time, I still believe that department and Tswane, they must go and work more. Synchronize what they are saying, because what they are saying is contradictory. It is as, yes, we know there shall be houses, yes, we know there shall be children, and we are saying there shall be children for all without being, with no marriage. I don't get a sense of the Hindu that was over a group, no father, no good woman, no complaint, no Maria goes on its own Kulukula, is the end there, and didn't my occurrence. Honestly, what happened?
Thank you, Honorable Sixwine. Thank you, Chair. The response that you are getting today is exciting at a face value, DG. Huh. So congested, it's so running, and how I wish that perhaps it could be unpacked better. My worry is for us to agree and be excited, and we leave you with a big head that you are unable to implement. There's a lot, maybe you know better the areas in terms of your action plan. I saw the action plan, but still, it's not saying something that could be implementable immediately now. I see the 2 billion that is there. There are, there's E. coli nitrate and nitrate that is in the water. Do you know E. coli is very problematic, more especially for men? More especially for men, it is in a cure that sits in your urine, which is not curable. The medication that you can get is a temporary medication. You stay with those cures. And that's between you two again. You are the most targets as Amadot, I would not say. I didn't get anything that deals with the health risk in terms of medication on these cures that have been announced here. I'm not getting that. Unless something going to be put in the service provider that's going to be there. I'm not getting that. Remember, abantu baseTshwane bane sicknesses already because of this water. So it's going to be very, very important that we see what the department in Tshwane is going to do in that matter, because it's a worrying factor. It's a worrying factor. Chair, I prepared some questions when I left there on my own. Yes, I think the implementation plan is really coming closer to us. Just three of those, I think many have been responded there. There was a 20 infrastructure that was stolen.
20 million.
20 million that was stolen. It's important as government to know what is the municipality's process to deal with that, because that's money, that's value for money that has been created, and therefore we need to know what is the plan of the municipality in terms of that. I am happy to hear that there's a plan to deal with the vegetation that we have seen there. I also picked that there were pipes that were not working. I saw the plan that seemingly you are on top of issues to deal with those pipes, because there were plenty of them that were not working to purify the water. And one of the worries, we are not getting anything about that chlorine. What happened? Remember, this is government that we have got to be accountable. See, the other day, the member of the committee could ask us, what did you do about that? It's important that those answers could be given, because we were there. But I've seen that it's going to be there now. But what happened before? So that we are clear. Where we are not getting DG is the issue through you, Chair. There were funds that have been given, the infrastructure funds that were given by the department to Tshwane. What happened to that? These issues that I'm raising, perhaps you can package answers separately from your implementation plan, which we appreciate, congested as it is. It's important that we know, because we were there. We will be asked, because we need to be accountable to the community of Tshwane and even to the public about those funds. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I've got four slides with me here. Keep page, man. Well, I can see this is the slide
that talks about reduction of budget. This one. Okay. Why mine is not having a number? Oh, there is the number down. It's page 70. It shows a budget downward trend.
I couldn't find 7 years in your music.
Is that yours or mine?
I don't know what you're
saying.
So, I think, Chair, this is important for us to get the background, what was happening. But equally, we should also look at least DM, like you were explaining. At least the red should be running on top of the blue under normal circumstances to show that indeed we wanted money, we were not receiving money. If you look at 2010, look at that rate. There was a lot of money given and there was no money spent. So maybe that's why, to me, your thing was quite engaged at that time, because it coincides. The other one is this one, the slide number 19. This one is the budget and the plan. I think this one is for us to note and really make sure that we follow it. It should not change that. Linking that with is this one. It's slide number 33. Chair, if we can follow these slides, okay, the last one is the issue of risk and mitigation. I think these slides can assist us to, it could be a sample that we are doing to Swan, Amanskral, a sample that we have to use for the whole country on these that I've identified. But just in addition to Chair, and I don't think today, I wish we could have a way, I don't know your team will be able to write this thing or do. Are we recorded, isn't it? Maybe your team can look at these questions that we're asking and factor them nicely for the department to answer them in writing. Like I'm saying, Chair, now I'm proposing that this is a sample we're going to do to all municipalities. Then the Mahalis, a cost of 10 million. I thought Mahalis, you're connected already. What is this extra cost? It's part of, that's why I'm saying it's one of those slides. And there's something here that was said by Mr. Dumas, that all the time when the community was aggrieved, municipality was saying to them, bring us a scientific proof. Actually, that's a dereliction of duties. I think we should take that in a serious note. You're being asked to do the work. You are using a scapegoat until Auta was brought in. Okay, Auta, that had to do, assist in financing the research. Whereas you have your own. DM was saying samples must be taken every 2 hours or so. That is the simple result that you could have given to Dumas. Really, this one, it's a problem. Okay. As a... just on a lighter note, Chair. Hey, the names that are there, Mahalis, Ogertalga Amanskra, Mahalis, Leo Kral, Dasport, Roy Val, Apis, and all. Well, Tswani Chincha Mavizwana, now, one of your mandate to me, I didn't name change, Msha. Thank you, Chair. That was on a lighter note, of course. But it's important.
Honorable Aga, switch off your mic.
I'd like to ask the Deputy Minister and the MMC if your report speaks about since 2004, and you say to us that these are the interventions that you're going to do this year and the next two financial years. Me sitting this side of the table, having had the inspection, seeing the wrongs that was happening in that specific plant, do you really think I can 100% believe what you are saying to me? And I would like you to perhaps convince me more, because I speak of the chlorine, and the honorable member that just spoke earlier on also touched on it, and you touched on it, MMC, where the chlorine tender was stopped 3 months. When the councillor called the mayor, he was not aware of it. The councillor has said he has reported it to you and to the director. The official that's sitting at the back said he has written letters. To whom has he written letters? What is going to happen to those where the contract has been stopped, where the letters has been written to, nobody actioned it? What's happening where that's concerned? Two, when we went on the site visit, after the machinery that takes out the solids, the toilet papers and everything else, there were 6 lanes. 2 of that lanes were operating that day. 4 was not operating at that time. 2 of the pumps were removed and sent to the contractor. My question is, why is there no other, where's the extra pumps that needs to be replaced when we wait for service providers to fix? When I asked the question, it was a maintenance problem, technicians, etc. Then, in your water and sanitation language, I might have missed it, but the pipes where the oxygen, you've got this big, beautiful room that sends or pushes oxygen into the water, where you said you needed to replace the pipes. I don't know if that pipe is going to be replaced. Then the security, you touch on security, I think it was the director of the municipality, touches on the security. Yet the fence has been missing for years, it's not just 6 months. There was a theft of 20-odd million rand. Surely this plant is not like this for this financial year, it's been like this for many financial years. Why are we only now talking about camera and other security measures that we want to put in? Then the sludge that goes into the sand banks. Those are sand banks with your rain coming up in the next few weeks. Will that sand banks hold if it's heavy rains? And then I want to speak to page 7, which the honorable member has also mentioned, 2009-10, the low expenditure. 2014-15, again, low expenditure, and currently 17 and 18 as well. And I want to say, with all this said before, perhaps you should ask yourself the question, do we have the right staff with the capacity to run this plant? Because this is a 2004 issue. You speak about 2011. We talk about ongoing issues. It's not just budget. If we look at maintenance, somewhere, somehow, there is a problem. You have not mentioned about the boil water that 30 meters down you find contaminated underground water, which is not good for the crops, not good for the animals that drink from that water. Then your phase, I think it's your phase one where you speak of the 40 milliliters that will be down and that the upgrade will happen. A question also came out that once you are doing that, where's the other rest? That 40, that's you already, the plant is already running at, I think, 60% or 40%. Where's that? If you're going to cut down another 40, I don't know how many liters, what you're going to do with that that's currently being digested into the plant? So for 19 years we have failed. Hammansdorp and the surrounding people for 19 years since 2004. And Deputy Minister, we speak very lightly today. As officials and as even politicians, we are not coming to you with strong words or with attitude, but this is really, honestly, a problem to us. And then lastly, Deputy Minister, just the last question. We hear that there's other areas throughout South Africa that's also understaffed and where the budget is less than normal, especially operational costs. But if we look at certain municipalities in this country, their wastewater works is working perfectly. And it's years of investment, it's years of little bit investments continuously, and I think Tshwane should look at that. But my question to you is, Deputy Minister, perhaps the department should look at other municipalities also throughout the country so that we don't sit with a crisis like this in other municipalities where we have blue babies and etc. So maybe there should be an assessment in other municipalities as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson, and let me thank the presenter for presenters for the informative documents that we have received. Chair, one question that I want to, or the comment that I want to raise, is the issue of this stakeholder involvement, which to me it's very important, because the community of Hammanskraal and neighboring villages, I think as of now we should update them in terms of where are we in terms of the water crisis around their areas. We should not leave it to and that the Tumelo to say he must communicate it to the community. Let it be our responsibility as a municipality, as a department, and together with the Human Rights Commission and the Hammanskraal Residents Forum. I think Tumelo is comfortable today with regard to the plan, because I saw one of the recommendations. He said that the issue must be declared a disaster. So it is a disaster, but at least for now, we are comfortable that the department, together with Tshwane and municipalities, is acting on the matter. The other matter is on your human resource capacity. I think you have raised it as one of your challenges, though, Kotemba. We don't have much of the problem. The problem is in Rayval. So I'm not quite sure, DG, how can we intervene, maybe seconding some of your officials relevant to assist that municipality, because the community out there are looking for the service. They don't look at who's running Tshwane and who's responsible for what. They're looking at us as one government and looking for services. The other matter is on the what's that? Or when you identify areas that are receiving water tankers, delivering water through water tankers, I'm not quite sure whether your Kekana gardens is it part of those areas, because normally when I pass there, there's a crisis of water in that area. So I'm not quite sure, because we have not identified it in your slide. How are they getting water from yourself as the municipality? The other issue, it's an issue, one message. With regard to, there was a slide that you speak of the changes in municipal boundaries. I think going forward, let's not deal with that. You should not give us that, you know, reason to say we had a problem in terms of municipal boundaries. We are one government. And with regard to water distribution to our communities, I think the Department of Water and Sanitation, it's the custodian of that. So we don't want to entertain this issue of changes in the municipal boundaries.
And I think going forward, Chairperson, this implementation plan will hold the department accountable, because I see even the letterhead of the department. It means that this is a collective work done by the City of Tshwane and the Department of Water and Sanitation. So we'll continue to conduct the oversight over them, just to see that the people of Hammanskraal and other neighboring areas do have water. Yesterday I read one of the articles by the National Business Initiative. They said, DG, 50% of our wastewater works in the country are dysfunctional. I think, and 44% of treatment works are also dysfunctional in the country. And it further says, what is that slide? We'll need 900 billion investment in the sector over the decade to make sure that we address the issue of water shortages in the country. I think this should be a debate going forward, and I think it is important that we also get the status of other wastewater treatment plants that are outside Tshwane. In other provinces, do we have those infrastructure that are not working, and do we have any plan in future to make sure that we deal with the problem? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Water-related diseases cause 3.4 million deaths each year. It's a lot. I see that four of these water plants, wastewater treatments, are in a critical state. My question is that these municipalities, did they not receive grant funds? What did they do, infrastructural grant? What did they do with the money? We need to ask them to give us a breakdown of what did they do with the money, since these water treatment plants are in such a pathetic state. Chair, the reality of this department is that the municipal manager, which are the accounting officer of this municipality, need to take responsibility for this mess that Hammanskraal residents are in. They did fail the community. So, I don't know. It's a long way that this problem is coming. My question is, what if since 2004 up to now there are people that have died from this water? The claims, will it come to the department, or will the claims come to the municipality? We need to transform, because it's senseless, because actually the infrastructure and all those grants that were supposed to be used for the upgrading of that old infrastructure development, they have failed. The 20 million, I want to see that 20 million rand where they say that the pipes were stolen, I want to see who's, because it cannot be an individual that stole 20 million. Pipes. It must be organized crime. I want to see what is the outcome. Was there cases laid at the police station? Was there cases made? What is the outcome of the investigation? Because it can never be that the churches that normally go and break in and steal the pipes can steal 20 million worth of 20 million pipes. And then the other thing, Chair, what I have also seen is that this department needs to transform.
because there's just a lot of males in this department, and I, with due respect, we need to get equity into this department, it seems to me. Then the other thing I want to see, and we need to report on, what disciplinary actions were taken against these people. We want to see that. Because I cannot, it's senseless that we come and sit here and talk about these things, and then all the culprits are just there and nothing happened to them. Thank you.
Oh, you are the last one. Honorable Mkhot.
Thank you, Chair. My question is, or maybe firstly, let me just state have a little bit of relief, because today I don't hear two different sides of the same coin, where one would say the water is fit and the other would say it's unfit. A bit of a relief there. And because here it states that this plan, it's a partnership between the municipality and the national government. But I only see the estimate that the municipality has put in here for 2 billion. I just want to check, is that money available? And also, because this crisis needs more than that, is the national department going to add more funds, since we also wanted this to be declared a disaster? And secondly, there's this timber water waste treatment plant, which we are not talking about. And it's about, might be 50 meters away from the local dam. It's exactly situated in timber, and is behaving the same way as the rural wastewater treatment plant, even though not at the same scale. But when we went there on a site visit, it behaved in the same way. So what's going to happen to that? Because there's houses just 7 meters away from, and the smell there is very, very much unbearable. Even though we know where you have your water waste plant, there's always this smell. But that one that is there, it just clearly shows and means that something is not right, because the same plant is also not working at full capacity. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's been a long day. But just want to say that we are going to exercise our powers in terms of Section 184.3, which basically calls on the state. If I may just read what it says here, each year the South African Human Rights Commission must require relevant organs of state to provide the commission with information on the measures that it has taken towards the realization of the rights in the Bill of Rights concerning housing, health, water, sanitation, social security, education, and the environment. And we've been asking for this report for a long time, and it's only now that we basically been privy to this report. So we're going to engage this process and also work to finding the solutions itself. But I just want to put on record, it is true the observations that are made on Hammanskraal, it's not confined to a specific spot in the country. I think it affects all municipalities, and I think there must be a national grand plan to address the situation so that we can get clean running water for everybody. My problem is that water tankering is a short-term measure, but it's becoming, beyond a short-term measure. So people are abdicating from their responsibilities, and that's a worry for us, because that's where the waterborne diseases come through, and then it's going to clog the health system as well at another level. There's going to be a cholera outbreak and all those kind of things. So it's going to impact on the Section 27 rights that are in the Bill of Rights. I'd like us to look at it from that angle, but we will also engage with the ministry as well as role players in this matter. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Ms. Mkhotu, Honorable Mkhotu.
Thank you, Chairperson. One of the causes that led to the people of Hammanskraal drinking contaminated water is under expenditure, which is illustrated by the graph on page 7. So what I would like to know, is there any consequence management action already taking place with regard to that fact or not? And then my second question is, water is provided to the people of Hammanskraal through water tanks as a temporary measure. So what I would like to know, what is the source of that water that is provided to the people through water tanks? And I would also want to know if that water that is, you know, given to the people of Hammanskraal, if that water of blue drop quality. My third question is, since we are here today, largely because of the issue of water that arose from Hammanskraal, and already we are talking of plans, you know, that are going to remedy that problem. What I'm interested at is that, is the community of Mabiskraal given feedback on what is to take place, on what is happening at the moment, or are they just, you know, in a limbo, not knowing as to whether the department is doing something about this problem or not? And then another thing is this one, you will pardon me, Tumelo, because I want an honest answer from you, because the department will probably protect itself, or the municipality of Tshwane will protect itself. Do the people of Hammanskraal receive water on a regular basis? And is it true that there's no corruption that is taking place? Are there no people that are, you know, are being sold water? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. You know, DG, Honorable Maseo raised a statement that I agree with him, because, you see, for me, the intervention, we're not intervening because there is normality. We're intervening because there is a crisis which can take people's lives. I suppose I expected the department would come here and say, we have withdraw our license, because that's the first thing that we're supposed to have done. And we are working with all municipalities. We're working with Tshwane. You take over the responsibility and fix the problem, and you hand it over to them when it's corrected. Because if we're still going to do the transfer process, which on its own is a problem, difficulty. MMC, you are here and your technical team, but in your municipality there is somebody called transferring officer who must manage the grant and give it, you know. I need to call. So, and DG is here, there is somebody in his department calling a transferring officer who must comply and do all the logistics to comply, because they don't want to account. Want to be found wanting when the Auditor General comes to their books. So I expected the situation where I would say, the things that we have done in Val, go in and do the work, and then take all the grants. We're going to support you this one. All the grants we're going to discuss with the COXTA Portfolio Committee and the Select Committee, that we take all the grants and fix the problem. Fix the problem and hand it over the water, working wastewater treatment plant being fixed to municipality, and start to monitor. The situation that you need in the country is much more intervention. You don't need this massaging arrangement, which is still going to cost other people's life in the process of intervening. Look, you are saying it's not even Tshwane only. It might be all the metros and all the big towns like my Polokwane because of the influx and all other things. So we expect National Department to say the situation, you to compile a report and bring it to us and say this is the situation in the country, this is the problem. And go and fix the problem. Because that will be the national's intervention. And hand it over the project or the treatment plant being in a functional mode and all those things. Get the highly qualified, because in municipalities, that thing of cancelling the tender, MMC is still going to come in. There is no guarantee that you're going to sit there. You're not sitting there yourself. Somebody sitting there who's in the supply chain management. So I just want us to, when we intervene, we look at our system and don't ignore your system and wants to become something else, because your system would not actually intervene with the speed that this program you're putting in. So that's what I thought that will be the intervention. I'm not sure whether we're allowed to do that or there is any predicament. I would want to get clarity on that, particularly because you look at the graph, it tells you the story. we have seen by our own eyes the mere chlorophyll. And I don't think that tender is 50 billion. Now we are talking about billion. That tender is not a billion, MMC. It might be 10,000 probably. I don't think, is it 10 or 20,000? But somebody canceled that tender, that the water must go inside the river without being disinfected. What does that mean? It's a criminal offense. So the criminal offense must be met with the harsh sentence. So it's a sort of abuse. It's like a person who's abusing women and children. Those people are equal, because those people who are drinking that water, what the water is doing in their system might not be realizing today. It might be something that comes after 10 years old. For 5 years. And all of us here were drinking bottled water. We are taking bottled water. None of us drink that water that we give people. So please, intervention must mean intervention. So that's what I expect. And I thought municipality will recognize the bigger challenge that they face, because this is a criminal offense if you're not aware. You'd then actually have a different mindset and forget about your powers and say, how do we save the situation? But the report does not come to us and say, this, we have seen that we have wronged the people, and we submit to national that national come and assist us and intervene. So because tomorrow when we call the national to come and account, they're still going to say, we're waiting for the MMC and the councillor, somebody to come and respond to. And we're talking of the people of Amanskraal. We're not even talking about the farmers, that they are losing their production on a daily basis in that area because of this problem. No. I don't agree with this arrangement. There is no intervention as far as I'm concerned. So I need more intervention, because if you don't do that and show other municipalities that this license is not permanent, this license, it's about for people who can perform their functions. If they don't, you must take it over back and work with them, so train them to understand what they are supposed to be their responsibility, because for now you cannot come and convince us that they know their responsibility if they allow the situation to go like this. Let's have a harsher sentence and more intervention that will help everybody, because I know that you need the full council even to take some of the decision, the resolutions of council. How are you going to fast-track this process with your system? Because the system is there. You cannot bypass it, MMC. You are not going to bypass the system. This 2 billion, you will not do it alone. It must go through the process. Let's be realistic, man. Let's move out, remove these things of functions and tenders in our heads and start to say we've got a bigger problem, we need to intervene. Maybe the other thing that we must alert you that in December we're coming back to Gauteng. Now we do the whole of Gauteng. So we would want to see how, because it might be that even in Val, problems have not fixed to the latter. So we would go to all the metros, we'll go to all the municipalities that are affected by the operation. And it is very much important, DG, that there must not be any conditional grants that goes to these municipalities which has got this problem. All the conditional grants, they must be redirected to fund this mess. Because it's the mess that we could have avoided, and we didn't. Nega responded. I was telling my officials, MMC, because if you had, when you were bulela, but you were bulela. Yeah, so I was telling you, I was telling miracle over Mbaudia Moro. Which clauses, what is it that they, because it's us who must even amend the legislation for you to move with speed, and you have not even mentioned that in your presentation, that waive this legislation so that there could be this and this and this. You have not done that.
Honorable Chairperson, we need your guidance whether we respond to your views or each member's questions. And those will cover both the teams, all the questions. I'll start with the the comments by the Chairperson. Indeed, we acknowledge the gravitas of the issues, how grave is the situation. We understand the concerns from the committee in terms of what the committee says. The very essence of the fact that together with the department, we've come with a plan, it means that there's a total seriousness and commitment in us moving forward with clear and specific plans. What need to happen, Chairperson, would be, as if I use one of the members has raised before, that we needed to then deal with clarity of those plans, is programmatization of the milestones and activities that we intend undertaking, for which the department with us will then be able to monitor on a continuous basis that we indeed deliver the requirements as it sits. I cannot ignore the fact that indeed for the previous 10 years we've not been investing across in infrastructure that deals with water works and water purifications and so on. And we can't make excuses. We can only move forward with a view that provides comfort to this committee that we indeed agree with the concerns raised. Solutions are already on the table. The city has no choice but to relook at the reprioritization of its own budget, really get
existing maintenance programs. We understand the overall challenge around, security of infrastructure, both from a maintenance point of view. It is clear that even the grants themselves have not been hitting the core in terms of maintenance. But nonetheless, we have a responsibility to the citizens that we deliver as expected of us to really deliver for the people of the citizens of Tshwane. The program was set had been agreed by the technical team between the city and the department. What then followed would be a report that programmatized project defined the specific elements and milestones that we should have to be delivered, both in terms of short-term and long-term plan. We note the concerns around the overall budget and pressure required in this particular instance, but we think that reprioritization will take place. We also understand the challenge around institutional arrangements and structural organization or organizational protocol and governance. We will never exclude the fact that we did have in other instances poor planning as a factor, but we still have officials, engineers that have been working on the problem, finding solutions where there's no money. That is something that will be some of the past. We're in agreement that we'll move forward on the basis of what the DGM team has actually proposed, the DM has also proposed. At the same time, we can't escape the fact that we're also an organ of state. We're a level of state that we cannot ignore. Collaboration with existing state-owned entities, existing government departments that are working in the space. We can't ignore the fact that we need to collaborate and find an everlasting solution. It is clear that all municipalities are beset by this, but in this current juncture, we intend on resolving the current problems at Royval, at Temba, in terms of resolving the issues of Abyss River, with the collaboration of the department and other initiatives that we want to move forward. It's a clearing call from the parliamentary committee in terms of what you need to do and how we want to move forward. The very essence of the fact that we had a master plan from 2004, but this master plan did not take into account the fact that there had been population growth but lack of development to the extent that infrastructure that should be what one would refer to as a continuity of systems of government was never actually followed in line with the original design. A number of issues, urban sprawl, inward migration, and all the issues. As a city, we can't make an excuse. From time to time, we must be able to respond and treasure the national government, national treasury, in assisting where there are areas that require intervention. I wanted to broadly deal with the overall principle that we are indeed committed as the city, driving with the department the intervention that requires. It's clear that short-term intervention would actually impact on some of the challenges that we sit with. The Deputy Minister has raised an emergency containment plan. As we deal with the short-term interventions, we then need to be a plan in terms of how then do we deal with the continuous flow of organic contaminant and hydraulic contaminant in the area of which will still actually impact the environment. So we have the view that the teams, the technical teams that you set aside to look at that, would consider what is practically possible. The design capacity concerns raised by the system and those schemes are set up. It's something that the DG has suggested that design a philosophy around treatment water works and water treatment plants may need to be looked at in future. So it's a re-look at how we deal with all the municipalities. Tshwane is not an excuse in this one. Alas, they're still in dealing with technical issues raised and concerns that you raised. We have no choice further, Chairperson, that we have to set up forums of engagement with communities, the Hammanskraal community, that we need to then directly engage with the specificity of the plans and where we are in terms of resolving some of the problems. The MMC has made commitments, a member of Ramaphosa has also reflected that NMC has been responsive as far as the plan is concerned. We have no choice at this particular juncture but to really act in accordance as required by the plans that we commit ourselves to delivering. And can we take out the technical issues?
Thanks, City Manager. Madam Chair, through you. There was a point raised regarding the infrastructure stolen, 20 million. So that issue is talking to the security element. And as I mentioned, it's not only in the city of Tshwane. Ekurhuleni, Joburg is also having the same challenge. What needs to happen is that one, and we are working on that, we need to get community buy-in. There is a syndicate that is going about the theft that is happening at these infrastructure sites are related to copper, cable theft. Then they go and steal your electrical and other mechanical where they can derive value from the infrastructure. So we go out to communities to get the buy-ins because those people, they live somewhere. They don't live in the sky. So we continuously go and engage with communities to say we have to assist us to identify those people because they stay within the communities. But what we are doing to just restore or resolve the matter, we've made a provision in the current financial year to ensure that we bring the plant back to the enterprise, the infrastructure that has been stolen. The issue of chlorine, we have spoken about it. There is consequence management that is taking place. Stakeholder engagement, I agree. The city has not been doing as well as we should have, hence we've engaged with our marketing and communications department to just ascertain and improve, review and improve the communication and marketing strategy of the city. The 2 billion rent, there was a question that was asked whether it is available or not. The answer is no, and we've explicitly indicated in the presentation that is why the city is going out on a PPP to engage with to engage out there and say how can we work together. The city manager has spoken about other organs of state. You have your ERVAT and other institutions that need to come, and that which we are collaborating with and say let's join our heads, let's join heads, hands and see how we can make a national treasury is there as well. So that funding issue will have to be looked at. There was an issue of water tankers. Where does water, that supply water tankers come from? That water comes from the Soshanguve DD water pipeline that gets water from Rentwater, and also the water comes from Mahalis water. So none of that water comes from the municipality, and Rentwater's water, as well as Mahalis, complies with the green blue drop status. There was an issue about Kekana Gardens. Where is that water coming from? We can confirm that the water from Kekana Gardens is from the Mahalis water system. So water comes from the Klipdrift water treatment plant. So that water is not from the city. I think Let me leave it at that, Chair. I've covered most of the questions. Good. Thank you.
Thank you. What is another?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to clarify the issue around the mixture. And I sort of like what the Chairperson is actually the guidance around using some of these grants, particularly the water service portion of MIG. But unfortunately, it's not being administered in the department, but it's the notion of using the grants to solve the current problems is music to our ears, because at least we can go a long mile in ensuring that the current problems are sorted. We are, the government is on a trajectory to connect more houses, and yet behind the systems are falling apart. So we actually, whatever that we're doing is becoming futile. Chair, the other issue that I'll look at, the studies of cross-pollination between municipalities on those that are doing well and those that are not doing well. We can bring that, Chair, when we bring the overall presentation of the status of water and wastewater in the country. We do have those reports, Chair. We will just await whenever the time is appropriate that we can share that information with the portfolio committee. The status currently on Gauteng, I think there was an issue around the statistics. The statistics was done a few years ago, Chairperson, where 44% of the wastewater treatment facilities in the country were dysfunctional. The figure is growing now. We haven't done the latest assessment, but we know that the systems are falling apart. In Gauteng alone, in the West Rand, some of the wastewater works that were functional have gone back. They are now dysfunctional. So we know that the problem is actually getting bigger and bigger. The 900 billion rand that was anticipated as needed for investment has risen. So to do some of the grant top slicing to look at sorting out the issues will actually assist Chairperson. I'll maybe pause there, Chair, and hand over to DJ.
We were hoping that you'll touch on the 20 million comment. Yeah.
All right. Chairperson, the 20 million rand that was infrastructure stolen that we reported on the last meeting, there is a case number. The case has been opened with the police, and the police are investigating the matter. It's a significant loss, and the municipality of Midval have been notified, and they're also doing their own assessment in terms of how did this happen, because they had security at the Meyerton plant where this thing happened, and however this equipment still got lost. They had given us an assurance that they are improving and beefing up their security, because we're coming in as a department to assist the municipality to upgrade the current wastewater works. However, the responsibility around security still remains the municipal responsibility. So they've given us that assurance that they will look into beefing up the security to ensure the thieves don't come back, because the likelihood is that they will come back. We've invested over 100 million in that plant. So we're still jittery that we may lose more if there's no security that is increased on site. So the police are working on the case and doing the investigations as we await that process to unfold. Thank you.
Chair, we understand your cry for a radical approach, because the problem is big. And you seem to be asking us to provide leadership and come up with a radical approach and not a piecemeal approach. I think we'll have an opportunity to discuss the institutional arrangement with the city manager, how we manage all of those things. You would have noticed that in the presentation they also talked about a new generation of PPPs that can assist us as well to manage some of the plans. We didn't get into the institutional arrangement at this stage. We simply answered the question, what needs to be done? We didn't go deeper into how do we get it done. I think we will take your comments as a proposal that we need to go back to the drawing board perhaps and come back with a practical institutional arrangement on how we can manage things like this. You would have noticed that some of the plans in Swan, they were proposing that we bring in a ERVAT, which is also a specialist in wastewater treatment. But we didn't get into those details, and I promise that we will have an opportunity when we go back to discuss those issues. The city of Swan is getting an amount of 1.5 billion rands from human settlements. Remember, the Department of Water and Sanitation is not administering grants in the metros. The RBIG, the WISIG, those grants are grants that are administered outside the metros. The grant that is we use in the metros to deal with bulk water and bulk sewer is USDG, which is administered by the Department of Human Settlements. Last year, the year that ended on the 30th of June, if you use the municipal financial year, Swan allocated 762 million rands for human settlements and housing. They allocated 400 million rands for water and sanitation. This is just USDG. It's not the entire capital budget, because we haven't looked at the entire capital budget of Swan. So they allocated 400 million rands for water and sanitation, 288 million for energy, and they also allocated 143 million for land acquisition. And then they have 3% for the 8 million for OPSCAP. OPSCAP is the money that you use to buy expertise, technical support. People are going to assist you to run, to build your own capacity. So that's basically what they have done. That's what we need to do, is to say together with the Minister of Human Settlements, we need to go and maybe put a proposal on reprioritization of the USDG. Because there's no point in prioritizing top structure. Because if you look at that budget, what is being prioritized there is housing and human settlements. And you can't prioritize top structures, so human settlements, if you have a massive problem on the bulk side, in the bulk sewer or bulk water. So there is a reprioritization exercise that we need to do with Swan on the budget. Sometimes the issue is not the money. The issue is how you prioritize what you have. One of the things that we wanted to do in Gauteng as a whole is to go for service sites rather than to prioritize top structures, because people know how to build houses for themselves. The only thing that they don't know is how to deal with the underground infrastructure, sewer pipes, sewer lines, bulk water, and those things can only be done by government. So we need to change the approach in the USDG. I haven't paid attention to Swan's performance metrics for this year, but I'm sure we can ask the portfolio committee to ask us to come and present what is being prioritized on USDG this year, because that will be our starting point. Whatever we are going to do, let's go back to the USDG budget and ask ourselves, how is this USDG budget is prioritized? Because I think we have to prioritize the bulk sewer. By the way, this is not any other city. This is the capital city. Yeah. So it's extremely important that whatever we do there, we don't do it for malicious compliance. We have to do it properly. I think we are worried that maybe all of these plans that we are coming up with, we are just doing them to appease you. I can assure you, Chair, that the intention is not to do this for malicious compliance. The intention is to make sure that we do it properly. There is a question that was being asked, which is a very practical question across the board, both on wastewater and also on the resources side, water resources side, on the services side and also on the resources side. And that question is, do we have the capacity to run these plants? I think that question was raised. I'm not sure if we have answered the question properly. I think the picture that is emerging is that the majority of municipalities are struggling to manage the plants. You can see if the metros themselves are grappling with capacity issues in managing the plants, how much more to those secondary towns? How much more to all the other small towns? So we have to look at that picture. I think we do have the figures. I think we can come and present it to you. Earlier we were talking about Sedibeng and Fuleni. We had a prep session to brief the minister this morning. I sat down with Renwater and I sat down with Ervat. And what Renwater has done, they've done an assessment on Mfuleni to see who's polluting in Mfuleni, because the problem of Mfuleni is not just Mfuleni. It's all the other municipalities in Mpumalanga and in the Free State. Now, who are these municipalities? We've done that study. What is the problem with those municipalities that are polluting? It is the capacity to manage those plants. So that question is more of a, should I call it, a rhetorical question. That in reality, the majority of municipalities are finding it difficult to manage the plant. So then the symptom is the pollution. That's the symptom. When you see pollution, the problem is bigger. The problem is a governance issue. The problem is a management issue. The problem is an expertise issue. The problem is a funding issue. So all of those things are relevant. But then we must provide leadership to solve those things, because we do have the money. Sometimes I always complain when people use the word capacity as an excuse not to do what they are supposed to do. And yet we do have the budget to buy that capacity. For instance, the question that we should be asking is, what is it that we need to do with the OPSCAP component, the 48 million rands budget that is intended to buy that capacity? Remember, you can buy the capacity using the grant, the 1.5 billion rands. You are allowed to take 3 to 5% of that grant to go and buy the expertise to manage these plants. So that's where we will have to provide leadership, both from the side of the metro and also from the side of the department. The other part, Chair, which you are beginning to ask, and it didn't emerge here, and you rightly so, you're making that point explicitly, is that we're not talking about legislative requirements. We're not talking about some of the things, the policy issues that may affect what we want to achieve. Now, we're experiencing this even in Mfuleni, because we were making a proposal that perhaps going forward, a lasting solution in Mfuleni will be to ask ERVA to administer this plant. But then the question is, who funds ERVAT? Because you don't want the entity that is going to manage this to be at the mercy of the municipality that has failed to manage this arrangement. So we're talking to Treasury. Treasury is saying perhaps it's time that we start thinking about creating more wastewater treatment companies. Because remember, this area is a specialty. This is a specialized field. Not anyone can run this field. In most countries, you can go in Europe, you can go in Latin America, you can go everywhere, even in Asia. You will notice that this is a highly specialized field. And even the way it gets designed, how it's managed, we've been having bilaterals with the Japanese. They came to us. In fact, my team is sending me pictures now because they're training our people on how to manage the wastewater treatment plants. So we've got that bilateral with Japan because they're also specializing in this field. But I think the country has to take a decision as to how best do we manage wastewater. Remember, the damage is too big. I think Smu tried, and Tembu tried to spend a little bit of time on the recycle. So if you're polluting the streams, you're increasing the cost of treating raw water. And when you increase the cost of treating raw water, you are increasing the cost of water. So the consumers, in the final analysis, are going to pay for the pollution that has been caused. So you need to invest in managing wastewater so that you can push the price of water down. If you pollute, you increase the cost of treating water, and then you increase the cost of water. You know. So this is a vicious cycle, and we need to make a decision to cut it. And we know exactly where we have to intervene, but we have to be brutally honest with each other. The municipality needs to be clear
and they need to come to us and say, look, we can't manage this. But constitutionally speaking, the starting point is Section 154. Section 154 then says you have to provide support and you have to give them an opportunity to manage these things. And if they fail to do so, then you move to the next section, into the next section. And in terms of municipalities, it will have to be done by COCTA, not by ourselves. If we come in ourselves, we can start with a partnership arrangement. We can do what we're trying to do in Mfuleni, because the municipality has passed a resolution to say we need the help, and the municipality is also under Section 139 as we speak. But in this case, the metro is not under 139, so you need 154, but you also need a council resolution for that to happen. If we have to bring external people to administer this, the council must pass a resolution. So there are administrative and legislative hindrances. The easiest way is to find a joint solution. Even if you are going to bring another institution, then we agree rather than to go the legal route, because the legal route may take a little bit of time. The policy route may take a little bit of time. But if the municipality and the department agree on what needs to be done, and the administrators are clear on how it should be done, I don't have a problem. I don't think that the council will have a problem in passing a resolution for us to do that. Anything short of that is going to create a little bit of blockages. But on the water side, on the water treatment side, the minister has a responsibility. But on the services side, because the services part is a constitutionally, is a legislated mandate. It's a primary mandate of the municipality. It's a legislated mandate. So we can't step in without following those legal processes. There are legal processes that are in place. But on the bulk water side, the minister can step in at any given point in time. The DM knows those processes far much better than me, and I'm sure he can advise us as to how best to manage them. But your proposal is clear. Your proposal is you are fiddling whilst Rome is burning. And I don't get a sense that you are coming up with a radical proposal. I see what you want to do, but it doesn't sound radical enough to you. And I think let's be given an opportunity to go back and maybe look at how do we deal with the institutional part of it. You know, if we can bring in ERVAT, for instance, who are specializing in this field, we will make that decision. But obviously, the municipality will have to concur. Thank you, Chair.
Colleagues, we've covered quite a bit. Maybe my starting point would be right at the end. Chairperson, I deliberately asked the municipality to bring my whole team, or basically the bigger chunk of my team, at decision-making level and at management level, including the acting city manager, because we wanted to demonstrate our commitment, but we also wanted the whole team to have a clear understanding and maybe get the grasp of the gravity of the situation firsthand as to what the challenges are. So there is no illusions when it comes to us as to where we stand as a city and what needs to be done. I think we are clear, and the commitment is there. The city manager alluded to what we commit to. The question asked about how we reprioritize, I think we all agree that these grants need to be looked at, and we need to ensure that we reprioritize not just the available funds, but we also ensure that there is spending, and that's where I come in. Now, there's a question asked to say, what have we done from? I'm not going to talk beyond 2016 and whenever, but where we are. Chairperson, you'll realize that part of what we have done was to ensure that I step in to come there. Now, we asked what consequences were there. I don't want to talk about consequence management, but probably it was seen or it was deemed fit by the municipality to assign me the responsibility to take forth this mammoth task, and that is what we have done. We ensured that we have a change of guard to precisely do exactly that, that we can have a fresh pair of eyes to ensure that we deal with these issues
And there's been a number of changes that ensure that we move forward going forward. So I do believe that we are capable as a city to do what needs to be done. But also we've adopted an attitude that says we want to work with national government, and we have been. There is real commitment. We are not here to like we said, maliciously comply and tick a box. The issues of sanitation and water, quality drinking water in Hammanskraal cannot be politicized or cannot be taken lightly. It's been years. So it is something very close to my heart. Hammanskraal Residents Forum and everyone will tell you that I jump whenever we talk about this issue, because it is an issue. I know firsthand what it's like to not be able to have clean drinking water. I was born in Winterfell myself. I have carried water in buckets and so these are not issues that are aloof. I'm aloof to. I'm alive to the realities of the issues that the people in Hammanskraal face on a daily basis. So definitely there is commitment. I spoke with the mayor as well this morning. There's commitment. We'll make sure that we deal with the with putting all available resources in dealing with the issues decisively. The issue of corruption. Like I said, we have instructed the councillors on the ground not only to make sure that people do not buy this water, but also to make sure that the routes also are practical to the people of those areas. That is why we extended that call to the Hammanskraal Resident Forum even now to say they must assist us, because we cannot be everywhere, to make sure that these tankers serve the purpose that they should serve, which is to make sure that there is available drinking water of acceptable standard to the residents that are affected by this situation. Is the money available? We spoke about the issue of the PPP. And yes, I can attest there's a question on the transformation. That's the first thing that I spoke to when I got to the department. I am on record saying I will not work with a boys club. It's not correct. I come from a background that where I've worked with women in a technical field and very capable. I know that women can, and not because they are women, but because they are competent people. We can get women who are competent enough to do the job and actually do it quite well. So we need to look for them. We shouldn't be lazy. Should go out there and find those women, create an environment that enables them to succeed and thrive and excel. And trust me, when we come through next, we'll bring those. We had one who is currently the president of AMIU. Unfortunately, they get poached, because when you find those gems, they are few. Very few, and it's one of those things that you have to contend with. The issue of E. coli, I wanted the group here to respond to, in terms of the same sample that was tested, but I'm not going to go in there. Dereliction of duties, Chairperson. We take that very seriously. The people who derelicted on their duties, trust me, there is consequence management. Acting city manager is here. There will be consequences for it. That is without a doubt. It cannot be correct. One of the reasons I supported the Human Rights Commission when they called for a public inquiry was precisely for that reason, that we must have ordinary members of the community saying what went wrong, and then they must have a voice, because if they can, we need to be able to locate culpability and make sure that we take those people on, whoever it is, without fear, favor, or prejudice. So there is no way that we will look other way when wrongs have been committed, especially on an issue as serious as that. So if you said, Chairperson, we should convince you that we really mean business. I do think that the presentations made here, the collaboration between the two teams, the support that they are having both from myself and the Deputy Minister, as well as the Mayor and everyone involved, I should think that should take the committee into confidence to say, really, there is a real effort being made to deal with the issues, as historic as they may be. If you even look at it now, 1920, the trend has suddenly changed. If you look at the graph behind you, the graphs are looking back in the right direction, even at this early stage. So let us be, we appeal for patience, obviously, but we know that people in Hammanskraal don't have
all the time in the world. Will the sludge lagoons hold? There was a question asked about the walls, the sand walls. I went back to Hammanskraal last week on Friday alone. And to go and check, because I continually check. And the issue of sludge lagoons and the sand that is used facing rainy seasons, I had asked them to ensure that we reinforce, because it is a potential risk that we have identified. And Honorable Member, you are correct. That is something that needs to be done. So the sludge lagoons, I know that the teams are working on them as we speak, because some of these things are not necessarily covered in totality here. These are normal operational issues on a day-to-day basis. Do we have the right staff to deal with the issue? Look, it is, like I said, I do think that we do have the right expertise at our disposal. We need to grow in employing and getting the numbers in, which was the challenge. You would have known that Tshwane was at the point when we took over that it could not employ anymore. So we have since turned that corner. Our financial situation has changed, and for that reason we are able to recruit and grow in that space. So we should be able to continue to capacitate our teams, but also to bring in the right types of expertise as we advertise positions. I know for a fact that we have just advertised, and I was joking with my with Lisiba there to say I need two ladies who will be working with him at Tembe Water Purification Plant. So that is happening. We'll be interviewing shortly. Reduced investment, we spoke to that. That will go out. Stakeholder engagement. Yes, I think, Honorable Member, it's very, very important for all of us to really talk to the people on the ground. I think one of the biggest challenges and the unfortunate situation that people in Hammanskraal found themselves was the fact that politicians and all of us as leaders did not talk to them. They did not understand what is there, what the challenges are, and for that reason, you end up having this gap where everyone can actually create fear. So what I wanted, what we continue to do, the presentation spoke of basically the intervention, even in terms of training and communication that needs to be done. So that needs to be amplified. I think the next time we meet, we will be talking to saying this is when these meetings happen. I know the Department of South African Human Rights Commission had a meeting, but it needs to continue. But also, councillors are mandated, and we continually try and check with the Office of the Speaker to say that happens. Every quarter, all what councillors are expected to at least have a meeting, a community, a public meeting. And that is one of those issues we need to tighten in terms of governance, to make sure that public representatives actually account to the people who have elected them in those positions. The issue of disciplinary steps, I've spoken to consequences of underspending. Like I said, I do believe that there was change of guard at the top. Is the community in limbo? About being told, we've just addressed that, and the issues of corruption. So, colleagues, maybe from my side in closing, and my appeal when we appeal for patients, is that we will put as much energy and haste into what we are doing, both from a leadership from the highest level in the city, but also to the teams that are here. I just plead with all of us. We want to persevere. We will persevere. I lead a team of capable men and women, and I think that we are definitely going to turn the corner and win this issue. I hope that the team would have done enough to convince everyone, but more than anything, judge us with time in everything that we have presented here.
Thanks, Your Excellence, Comrade Chair. No thanks, Chairperson. I think your instructions are clear. I think what we'll do, like the city manager and the DG were saying, Chair, I think, one, we've done what we expected, which is to produce a plan, because there's been difficulties of cooperation in the past, and I must thank Ubabdao, because since we started interacting, the teams have been able to come together. There's been a problem. And it wasted time, we must be able to say that. That's why there were times when the Human Rights Commission was ignored, the forum was ignored, everybody was being ignored. But the time when the minister said I must interact with them, they've been on board. For the first time, there's an agreed plan. My view is that through your things that we have said, Chair, one, this plan still has some gaps, like we are saying, especially on the question of the continuous pollution that goes in there.
On that one, the department is not going to stop to do its regulatory role. As Funu Boshua was, the fact that we're going to work together, it doesn't mean that DG regulatory responsibilities will be discarded. We'll enforce it, because the technical teams must find a way that no further contamination goes there, and there must be solutions. I will suggest that as a matter of agents, after we have considered this report, the government, which is the city, the province, and ourselves, we go back to share with the communities, because it has been an issue. And we are very pleased that we have guided us to say you have taken them on board. Chairperson, on the other issue, that is, there are only two important issues that I think we should be able probably to say them again and make a determination. Comrade talked about this slide number 7. That slide number 7 is a demonstration that there was money that was made over time, but there was no capacity to implement. That's what it says. Number 2, it also tells you that over time, when the demand on the infrastructure was at its height, the investment came down. That's what it tells you. And this is the only slide that can tell you whether are we managing and doing well, all these other things like the DG saying, the institutional arrangement. What are we going to do, Chair? What we are going to do when we leave here? From our side, the minister, supported by ourselves, we agree that there has to be a reprioritization of the USDG. But the municipality must make a determination in council. We must agree what is the quantum, because that's the source of funding, Chair, that is immediately available. Because you can't do these things without money. This is where the money is. But number 2, the municipality will have to do a full disclosure of all capital budget. Is it going to the right place or not? Is the same thing with the USDG, because it was going to the top structures instead of going to the infrastructure. But it's one like other metros, they spend billions of rands on CAPEX. Is it going to the right things? Oh, nice to have. Because there is no new money. We must actually look at the money that is there. That's one issue that a city manager, when you go back to council, we'll have to be able to ensure that more provision is made for water and sanitation there. And then the last part from the municipal side will be that you are always billing people for rates and taxes. The percentage that goes on CAPEX and OPEX related to water and sanitation is not adequate. To demonstrate that we are walking the talk, Chair, that percentage must go up. Because let roughly skhuluma ngayo, Chair, in reality now, in 2019-2020, it should be actually above 1.5 billion. If you look around at 2013 to 2014-2012, it was close to a billion. And after 7 years down the line, we should be approaching 2 billion. Therefore, that's the first issue, that the source of funding must be found. On the question of capacity, I don't want us to lie. There are people who have been there, they've been unable to manage the system. That's the reality. But the reality is that they are the same people that have been there. In the meantime, Chair, the Council of Tshwane must make a determination that the minister must provide capacity in the interim. That the council's decision must be made, DG. Working with, I can tell you, I don't want to become like a technical person or an HOD again. I've done my part when you deployed me. But I have capacity technical. I've been there. And I don't want to actually judge people. And I always try to be modest. In the meantime, the gaps are big. The gaps are big, and I don't even want to talk about it, but if you invite me to, In the meantime, Bakdao, let's go to Kansai. We have a relationship with Randwater. We have a relationship with Mahalis. It's already existing. There's an institution of the state that the DG has spoken to. Let's agree that while we have to close the gap, maybe for a period of 6 months to 12 months, we have a just transition. The system is not properly managed. And when I was not playing, when I told Comrade DG to say, Ngile mina eBazian Sport, I worked on these things many years ago. And when Honorable Tumelo, don't be comfortable when you drive, you hear auto. The auto is a sign of a system not operated properly. You don't even have to go there. That's the sign from training. Umagnuga, it means it's a mess. And we are in a big trouble. My view is that on the question of the implementation now, the plan is there now. Let's agree to say where do we get the implementation capability. There is a current system. The contractor we have appointed is more on the build, on the upgrade. It's not on the management side. It is there to do the upgrade. Therefore, the thing that the team will go back to is how do you do just capability transition for a period that a city manager you need to agree. Because where it matters more, it's not about how many directors you have. It's about men and women that must run and crank that engine on a daily basis. And enough. You don't have. And you are not the only ones. But Nina, we are the capital seat. If we can't manage a capital seat, what else can we manage? I think your agitation, Chair, to say, let's get into action in a bolder way, I think, Mina, I agree with that one. But at the same time, we've reached a stage to say it doesn't matter. We just have to work together, get this thing fixed. But any continuous violations, because the technical people, I wish we were going to reach a stage one day, like we're talking about the chlorination chain. We have to reach a stage where technical people as professionals, they need to be held accountable in terms of the profession, as like accounting officers, whether it's the PFMA or MFMA. If they continue to pollute, Chair, the team, without fail, were going to act. And if we needed to be able to get certain professionals to be declared as delinquent, in terms of the registered bodies, we have to go that route. Because there are people that are being paid. Politicians, they come and go. They don't mind. But the situation remains. Before Bascosha, people must be able to do their part, and that's what we're going to do. We'll use this approach, as we've said, both the carrot and the stick approach. But in the meantime, the DG and the team, let them work on a just transition. We'll come back, and then the way Tawa has been cooperating, I don't think your council should give us problems. And if there's a problem, we'll come to talk to your council, because we don't want to be going through the Water Services Act, becoming litigious when people wanted to be on board to solve the problem. Ngiyabonga, sir.
Thank you very much, Minister MMC and your team. I think we can allow you to go back and close those gaps that have been identified. But it should be very clear. You know, MMC, I'm one person that I'll not go beyond you and say something. I'll say it here. We have found your system not working. You come in the presence of honorable members that you are leading women, capable women and men who can do their job. And what do you expect us to say, MMC? So, you see, don't play with words, because we are listening very carefully, and we want to resolve the problem that is affecting the people of South Africa. not us as Ninale, you get your salary. I guess there is no time that you don't get the salary. All of us will get our salaries. No one is not getting the salaries because he has not done his job. I couldn't do in the government. But in company, he's there. So it's something that you, if you want to resolve a problem and you've been using a particular mechanism, it means that it has not worked. You have to change the gear and the pace and the attitude. Because if you don't change all those things and the behavior, if you don't change those things, we'll come back in the next meeting still talking about the institutional arrangement. So, DG, you must go and deal with this institutional arrangement. Must be very clear. And seated where I am, DG, the laws that have been passed by us should not give us a problem. Because we have 6 weeks to amend the legislation than to wait for you for 12 months to agree on institutional arrangement. So we cannot allow such situation. So we want you technical people to go and produce a plan that is implementable. The plan that will respond to the challenge. And as I'm saying, we'll be going through the BBB processes. I'm not going to lie to you, we would not release any grants to implement something that does not exist. We'll not do that, DG. We'll not do that. The other part of the bigger challenge, DG, I think there is infrastructure, presidential infrastructure, yes, grants lying somewhere there. I'm told that we are not tapping on it. Municipalities are not tapping on it. I don't know whether does it exist. I heard honorable member talking about it, the former MMC of Ekurhuleni. So maybe we should investigate even the resources, what we have, and issues that you are raising, DM. Because I was worried that we are relying on the grants when people are paying rates and taxes, and where is the budget? Because people are paying that you must service them. If people are paying rates and taxes and they are not get serviced, it's a problem. So would one the plan that actually has attached the budget and you know, all technical manager says I equal 2 billion and you've presented 2 billion here. None of you spoke to correct that statement. So I'm leaving this meeting being confused, because if 2 billion technical person says I is not there, we're still going to look for it. Yeah, could this 1.5 billion? It's 2 billion. So I'm saying let's go and do that plan. It says the house is again. So we are not on fire. So that's what we're saying. We adjourn this meeting on the basis that you're going to work the implemented plan, which include the institutional arrangement. And please don't tell us you have capacity. There's no capacity because we will not be here. You know, Honorable MMC, in government, the sins of incumbent. I'm sure you know that language. Yes. So you don't come here and say I've got the capacity because you are just new and don't even have knowledge of your staff, all of them. So, and even the acting manager must not come and say those things, because so will come to your seat and we found that those things are not there, and we would have lied to Parliament. And lying to Parliament is a serious offense in Parliament. So we are not raising these questions to make you feel small or not important. We are raising it because there is a crisis that we want to assist you to resolve. Because if you are not performing, even ourselves, we are not performing. And we cannot allow you to drag us into that mess of yours. We'll resist to go down with you as Parliament. Because we are keep appropriating money annually. We are giving you a lot of money. The conditional grants that we are introducing annually, they are not just coming, by the way. It's the motivation that brings by you, by department, national ministers, to say there is this crisis, therefore we need to have this grant. We, Parliament, agrees to the grant. But if the grants are not utilized for that purpose, why should we continue passing to give you the grants? It's something that you have to, as you go home, you must have your homework. That they are not compulsory. It's a privilege if we have to put it blindly so. We can say no more grants because the municipalities, they are useless. And we don't want to reach that stage because we know that we believe in people to improve themselves. But just to come and say we've got capacity, I was so worried, MMC, honestly. Very worried about the statement. You don't have, accept it. And there is the money that you can absorb that capacity to fix the problem. Let's do that and not talk the language that does not exist. And we want to thank you for honoring our invitation. Because some of the people wait for us to subpoena them. And next time, DM, we are going to subpoena your MEC. Because it's for the second time that we have called him, he's not come. So Zamfati, agree that's the language that he knows. So we'll do that. And we want to thank you, Jumelo, and your people, your patience, and your accepting of our excuses as we continue to do our work, and we commit ourselves, we work with the team to produce a better plan and avail resources to us to make sure that the people get water, clean water, quality water. And indeed, I think we need to introduce a harsher sentences for people who are polluting our river. We shouldn't. I know it's not only municipalities. There are a lot of companies that are collecting these septic tanks in areas and dump everywhere. So those people need to pay a price, including the companies that does work. We find oil like running into the water and all those things. We have to, and that's the responsibility of National Department, to make sure that people are not polluting our river, because it's very dangerous for people. And thank you very much for your patience, and we hope that we'll have a... I'm told that you are invited for dinner so that you don't go and cook at home. It's at Mark's building and the meeting us again. Thank you very much.